The United Nations says it has received reports that Sri Lanka's Tamil Tiger rebels are recruiting children displaced by last month's devastating tsunami. That news will likely add to the debate about the disaster's impact on the troubled island. In some ways, it has brought the Sinhalese majority and the Tamil minority closer together, but as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, it has also increased tensions.
Broken brick by broken brick, Sri Lankans are beginning to clear up the vast trail of destruction left by the tsunami. But Sri Lanka's still dealing with another disaster, which claimed twice as many lives and which can't be cleaned up with a shovel. More than 60,000 people died during the two decades in which Sri Lankan government forces and separatist Tamil Tigers fought one another. A ceasefire has been in place since 2002, but there's no lasting peace deal, and tensions between the government and the Tigers are, according to some reports, being fanned by the tsunami disaster. Father Harry Miller is a Jesuit missionary who's lived in Sri Lanka for almost 50 years. He says both sides are manoeuvring to exploit the crisis to strengthen their positions. For the Tamil Tigers, which control parts of the north and east, he says it's all about regaining lost ground.
They are trying to get control back because they believe that there are many things going on which they do not now control, whereas a year back they controlled virtually everything. That control has been lost to them.
Just after the tsunami happened, remarkable stories emerged of cooperation between both sides. They described how government soldiers, who are mostly ethnic Sinhalese, went to the aid of the minority Tamils and vice versa. But it wasn't long before aid agencies began to report incidents in which both sides were vying for exclusive control over the aid distribution network. Robert Goh from the aid organisation CARE describes one particular instance.
It was an attempt to deliver supply to one particular area of the country. There was a checkpoint and there was an attempt to not hijack, but for the cargo to be transferred for them to deliver to the needy. But CARE's field officers were able to negotiate.
At the same time, there were Tamil complaints the Sri Lankan government was channeling far more aid to the majority Sinhalese in the south than to Tamil areas. These are the offices of the Tamils Rehabilitation Organisation, the TRO, in Sri Lanka's capital, Colombo. The TRO says it's a non-governmental organisation, though it's widely seen as an arm of the Tamil Tigers, or LTTE. Since the disaster, money and assistance has been pouring in from Tamils living abroad, who number hundreds of thousands. Media reports have appeared suggesting government concerns that aid funds sent to the TRO might end up being diverted for military use, a process made easier by the Tamils' lack of accountability. Father Harry Miller says transparency is not among the Tamil Tigers' strong points.
The accountability is never there on the side of the LTT and its use of funds.
But the TRO says, though there's been a tremendous outpouring of support from Tamils overseas, it's so far received just under $3 million in cash contributions. Naren Narendran heads the TRO disaster management team in its Colombo office. He dismisses Sinhalese concerns over money being sent to the Tamils.
It is absolutely silly for anybody to think along that line. Almost all the donors are giving money and assistance through the government. And what we get from the Tamil diaspora is a drop in a bucket compared to all those money.
But there's also hope that something positive will emerge from the tsunami. Peter Bell, president of CARE USA, has just been travelling around Sri Lanka examining the disaster's impact on inter-ethnic relations. He says the tsunami underscored the need for both sides to settle their differences.
Overwhelmingly, it's the very poor who are hit. And that means getting at the conflict, because that's the most important cause of poverty in Sri Lanka today. And both the rebel authorities and the government have a responsibility.
With the eyes of the world on Sri Lanka, Bell says peace should now be given a chance. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Colombo.